This goes to Dr. David Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Marzella, it's M like Mary, A-R, Z like Zebra, E-L-L-A, Horde, H-O-A-R-D, date of birth 11-1-1937. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Horde, who was seen in consultation on May 30th of this year for elevated creatinine levels. She had had fluctuations of the creatinine level up with infection, and then when rechecked, the level returned to the stage 3B range. She was having recurrent urinary tract infections, but the family reports that actually has been cleared up and she's doing much better recently. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Blood pressures are usually 130 to 140 over 60 to 70 when checked at Arbor Grove Assisted Living Facility, which is where she resides. She denies any chest pain or palpitations. She has some dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram daily in the morning. Lisinopril is 2.5 milligram once daily. New medications since her last visit are Claritin, 10 milligram daily, and albuterol inhaler as needed for cough or wheezing. For pain, she uses Tylenol, 500 milligram, one every 6 hours as needed. Also Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Diltiazem, 240 milligram daily. Gabapentin is 600 milligram twice a day. Synthroid, 125 microgram once daily. Multivitamin, Pravacol, Requip, Ambien are the other medications noted. Physical exam, weight is 172 pounds, pulse 76, and blood pressure was 164 over 74 today. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 3rd of 2023. Creatinine is 1.72, and that's down from 1.8. Estimated GFR is now 29. Calcium is 8.6. Sodium, 139. Potassium, 4.3. Carbon dioxide, 32. Albumin is 3.8. Hemoglobin, 10.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One is stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease. Currently stable without uremic symptoms. No indication for dialysis. Two, hypertension. We would like the Arbor Grove facility to continue to check blood pressure several times a week. The goal is 130 to 140 over 80 or less. Three, edema. That's well controlled with Lasix daily. And four, anemia of chronic disease. We do want the patient to continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.